What's up, Cam? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Andrew. How are we doing?
Doing well. So I had a new one first. I was going to ask about Jalen Reagor's returner, but Gerard just went to speak at length about a report that he has rubbed people the wrong way in the building. From just speaking for yourself, from your perspective, have you sensed that from Gerard?
No, I mean, I think Gerard shows up ready to work every day. I think all of our coaches do. I think the biggest thing right now, we're all just doing our jobs right now and showing up every day, ready to work, staying through the process and just every day going out there competing to get better.
Appreciate it. And then on Jalen, what did he do to earn the role of returner, which obviously he thrived in there on Sunday?
Yeah, no, Jalen's doing a really good job for us since he's been back there. Obviously, you look at how he hits the seam, the vertical speed, the ability to run through arm tackles and trust the run alley. I think the guys in general have all bought into that and doing a really good job blocking and taking pride in doing the little things out there and executing. And Jalen's really stepped up. He's in tune to everything and he knows who he's supposed to read and how he's supposed to make the cuts. And he's shown a really good job throughout progress, through practices, and then obviously getting the ability to turn that starting role for us.
Appreciate it, Cam.
Thanks, Andrew.
And next question, Bob Sosie.
Thanks, Steph. Hey, Cam, we started the season asking a lot of questions about the new kickoff fair catch rule inside the 25. And I'm curious now, particularly after you see Jalen take one back 98 yards and have a couple of other returns of length in recent weeks. Overall thoughts about how the rule affected the game this year. What have you seen from your own lens, and what have you seen from watching games around the league?
Yeah, I think it's definitely affected the game. I think less teams are wanting to return the football. You've seen that. I haven't really done a full league calculated study. I'll do that once the season's over and once we wrap up, kind of look at when teams fair caught it versus they didn't. I do know in crossover film, there's probably more fair catches than I thought there would be in the field of play. I think obviously you're missing out on opportunities to generate a big return. I think some people are wanting just to start on the 25-yard line and you've got to make that judgment whether you think starting on call at the 30 or the 20 is a big difference versus hitting the ball for a home run potential threat. And I think it's each team is different. I think each game is different. I think that's something when I go back and look at it is, was it wind based? Was it weather based? Was it just that team said, hey, we're not playing this phase. We don't have a dynamic guy. I think there's going to be a lot of different things when you look at it, and you break down each team individually. I don't think you can just say as a league, everybody's doing it one way. But I think just the opportunity to have those game-changing plays, you never want to miss. So I think our guys have taken a lot of pride in it. I know it's not something we talk about going out there do situationally like we've talked about. We will fair catch if we need to, if that's the best interest of the team. But we want to continue to have the opportunity. And I think our guys know that we want to be aggressive. We want to return the football, especially if the ball's in the field of play right there.
Cam, this kind of relates to that rule and the reaction to it in the early part of the season from the small community of special teams core players like Matthew, I think it was Michael Thomas, like the coaches around the league who, in numbers don't compare with the number of coaches on offense or defense. I just wanted to ask about your relationship with your peers and your counterparts. How would you describe what it's like coaching in that community? The reality that special teams coaches, it's a closer knit, smaller group than really the rest of football circles, it seems.
Yeah, I think we are all close-knit. I think we during the games, we obviously want to beat each other's brains out, so to speak, and come out on top. But when you get off the field, it's definitely that environment of talking to one another, trying to make sure the special teams are staying a part of the game. And I think the players in general, our relationship with them, they really appreciate, like, look, there's guys that are only in the league because they play in the kicking game, like Matt and Michael Thomas you mentioned, or some other younger guys. They really appreciate the teams that are and the coaches that are playing the phases in the game, and they understand that it's still looked upon as highly, valued. I think if you look at it, teams that play in the kicking game and make difference and that have done it all year, those are the ones that are still continuing to perform now. Whereas teams that maybe not have played as much in the kicking game, they're still seeing the same result that they saw early in the season. So I think, from a coaching standpoint, we do talk, we do communicate, and we are a tight-knit group. And it's letting everyone know that, hey, the kicking game is a factor, is something that we value in. It's the third phase of the game, and it's a chance to either make or break your season, depending on how you're playing.
Hey, Cam, thanks a lot. And thanks for everything all season long.
I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next question, Mike Giotti.
Happy New Year, Cam.
Hey, Happy New Year, Mike. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty well. So it seems like we ask you a question about Matthew Slater every week. But as this could be his last game, I think a lot of people are sort of feeling that way, and he sort of hinted at it. What's he meant to you? What's he meant to the organization since you've been there?
Yeah, I think you can't put into words in a 15-minute press conference or whatever it may be what Matt Slater's meant to not just myself individually, this organization, and to the game of football. I mean, this guy embodies everything you want in a human being, off the field, on the field, the way he carries himself, the way he leads, the way he brings other men with him on the field and off the field. Like, he is the true testament, I believe, of caught, you know, if you could create a football player that to coach, Matt Slater's the guy I'm going to kind of create. Like, he's going to be the leader off the locker room. He's going to walk that line, and he's going to push guys. He's going to bring younger guys along with him. He's going to push the older guys to be great on the field. He's going to push guys to be great human beings, great fathers off the field. I think, and even with coaches myself, he's had, you know, multiple coaches come in, you know, he's the guy that's going to listen first. He's going to see what your perspective are. Then he's going to, hey, well, what about this? It's never going to be combative with him. And then the competitiveness he shows out there, I mean, it's unrivaled. You can see him on game day. I know y'all deal with him off the field a lot, and it's, you know, usually smiles and very, and then game day is just a fire, you know, that he has. It's that flick, that switch clicks for him. But I can't say enough great things about Matt Slater. I could sit here and talk for hours with you, to be honest with you, Mike, about how much he's meant to me as a coach and, you know, the last 6 years that we've been together, you know, from, you know, working together out there on the field. And like I said, you see him in the spring, you know, he's off by himself doing wall squats, strengthening his, you know, lower legs. And, you know, you just look over there and, you know, man's 38 years old. So, you know, but those are the things that he's taken pride in, and it's allowed him to be such a great player. And I think the way he approaches every day, every game, you know, that's how you want to approach it. Like, you know, you sign up to do it, you're all in till the end. And that's the way he goes about every day. There's not one day I can say he ever walked into this building or out of this building and didn't give everything he had. And at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for a guy. And like I said, we'll see if it's his last one. If it's not, you know, he can still run. I mean, you saw that last week. He's still freaking running. I tell him every time, I'm like, hey, as long as I'm here, as long as we're around, we can keep going together. So, but like, I appreciate the question, Mike. Like I said, he can't put into words how much he's honestly truly meant to me. And I think this organization has been blessed to have a guy like Matt Slater play for them.
Thank you very much, Cam.
Thanks, Mike.
And we have time for one final question from Chris Ryan.
Hey, Cam, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chris. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Want to ask about Chad Ryland. Obviously, it looked like after he had the game winner in Denver that, you know, maybe he turned the corner and had a tough day in Buffalo. How do you explain his season?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the results, it's been an up and down year. I think it's been a testament to him of being able to keep coming out to practice every day and on the field and putting good days together out there, which, you know, obviously gives us the confidence to put him on the field. And then I think it's the willpower to, you know, get better. So I think, you know, it's something we've got to improve moving forward. He's got to be consistent. He's got to continue to be better. It's, you know, like we talked about, the mental toughness of guys. Do they have that, especially at that position? Can they overcome some bumps in the roads? So I know, like I said, you know, obviously we've got one game left. So we'll see how it goes this week, continue to push, and then, you know, obviously build off of it. And like I said, he's a guy that's going to work. I think he'll only improve going in. I think he's made some improvement. I know it doesn't look like it in the results category, and that's what, at the end of the day, that's what we're paid to do, is get, be productive and produce results. So there's some things we got to continue to work on and improve. And then, like I said, you just got to look at the whole body of work, and it's not been the greatest year for him, but, you know, continue to work and get better, and that's all we can ask for him.
He said, you've said, and obviously Bill has alluded to the fact that he's consistently made kicks, you know, in practice. When it's not correlating from practice to the game, is that a mental issue, kind of like you were alluding to, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I don't think it's such a mental issue, to be honest with you. I just think, you know, it's one of those things where, the, you know, whether it's the ball just didn't come off the foot correctly, or doesn't see it all the way through. I think those are things maybe we've got to figure out something throughout the offseason to get more of the game environment kicks as the best we can. Try to do some brainstorming, like we said, kind of done a different things at practice just to implement as much game-like scenarios as we can. And that's what you try to do for the players in general, not just Chad, is you try to implement as much game situations as you can so when it does come up in the game, they're able to execute. So I don't know if it's a mental block for the game or anything like that. I wouldn't say that because I think every kick is its own kick. And I think he does a great job of mentally handling, like, each rep at practice he knows is a different one than the last one, and he knows each game reps. So that's why I think you do see him make the big kicks at times when he makes them, and then there's other times that, you know, we're obviously haven't been successful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much, Cam.
Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.